Hello, my name is Ali Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nedarim. Back in Maseches Yevamos, we learned that if a married man dies without children, his widow is not free to marry whoever she wants. She needs to do Yibum, that is, to marry one of his brothers, called the Yavam, if he has any. Until this happens, she is called a Shomeres Yavam, a woman who is waiting for Yibum. The death of her husband, as we've seen, creates an attachment, what we call a zika, between her and each potential yavam. There is in Yevamos a machlokas tanaim about the strength of that attachment relative to regular erusin. The Chachamim also institute a ritual called ma'amar, and ma'amar is very much like kiddushin in that it links her more strongly to one of the brothers and forbids her to do yavam with the others. With ma'amar as well, there is a machlokas tanaim about the strength of the created bond relative to regular erusin. Of course, for us, the big question is going to be, can the yavam, in conjunction with the father, cancel the nedarim of a shomeres yavam if she's still a nara? Right? The answer would, of course, depend then on these two machlokas regarding the strength of the zika and the strength of the ma'amar. And so Mishnah Vav tells us, shomeres yavam, this woman who is waiting for Yibum, her husband died, she is still a Nara, and she is waiting for Yibum. And one of the brothers did Ma'amar. And so one of the brothers went ahead and did Ma'amar. So now we have a three-way machlokas. Bein liyavam echad, bein lishnei yavamim, Rabbi Eliezer omer yafer. Rabbi Eliezer says whether there is one potential yavam or more than one potential yavam, it doesn't really matter. The one who did ma'amar can cancel her nedarim, along with the father, of course. Because ma'amar creates a complete kinyan, so therefore a shomeres yavam and a yavam with ma'amar between them is basically the same as regular erusin, has the full din of regular erusin, and therefore the yavam can cancel her nedarim, and it doesn't matter if there's another potential yavam because the ma'amar locks him out. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Rabbi Yehoshua has a second opinion. Rabbi Yehoshua says la'echad aval l'shnayim. Rabbi Yehoshua says the ma'amar doesn't really create a complete kinyan, and since the ma'amar doesn't create a complete kinyan, it isn't really relevant here. The real question, says Rabbi Yehoshua, is how many yavamim there are. If there is only one yavam, then who needs ma'amar? The zika itself creates the bond between the yavam and the yavama that is equal to erusin, because they are all set up for nisuin, right? Yibum is basically the equivalent of nisuin, and they are all set up for nisuin. And therefore, that bond is already equivalent to erusin. And so the yavam can be mefer along with the father, as long as there's only one yavam. But if there are two yavamin or more, well, then the bond between the yavam and the yavama isn't fully set in place until yibum takes place with one of them, because until then, we don't know who the final yavam will be, and so there isn't that bond that's like that exclusive bond that is created with erusin. And so if there's one, Rabbi Yehoshua says, then he can be mefer, even without ma'amar. And if there is more than one, then even with ma'amar, none of them can be mefer. And the third opinion is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo le'echad v'lo le'shnayim. No, they can never, the yavam can never be involved in hafara. Neither ma'amar nor zika creates a strong enough bond, even if there's only one yavam, and even if he did ma'amar. It's still not equal to erusin, and the yavam cannot be mefer the nedarim. So Rabbi Eliezer, as in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer is now going to argue his point. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ma im isha shekana hu la'atzmo, harei hu mefer nedareha. Listen, a yavam with ma'amar should be at least as able to cancel nedarim as a regular arus. Why? A regular arus acquires the right to cancel nedarim by his own actions of creating a bond through erusin. Right, so Isha shehiknu lo min hashemayim eno din sheyafer nidareha. The yavam has a bond that was created by Hashem, that should certainly be as strong or stronger as the one he created himself. And not only that, he reinforced it with his own action of Ma'amar. And so, so Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua, in conjunction with Ma'amar, this Yavam has a bond that was created by God and reinforced by his action, and certainly he should be able to cancel the Nedarim as much as a normal Arus, who is only connected by to his Arusa by a bond created by his actions and not by an act of God. So Rabbi Akiva responds to Rabbi Eliezer, not at all. I'm Rabbi Akiva, lo, that's not true. Ima marta b'isha shekano hula atzmo. The bond that a regular Arus created with his own kinyan is fully exclusive. She'en la'achirim barishus. It's fully exclusive. The Arusa is attached only to him and not to anyone else. However, Tomar be'isha sheiknu l'man ha'shamayim. Are you going to tell me that that's true with this Yavama who Hashem gave to him? Sheish lachem barishus. It's not true because with Yibum, with the case of a Yavam, the Zika is not exclusive. And even the Ma'amar doesn't change that. It's still not exclusive. So Rabbi Yehuda pipes up and says, wait a minute, Akiva, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Akiva. Wait a minute, I thought you don't agree with me. But you're agreeing with me. Tevaracha b'shnei Yavamim. The reason you just gave Rabbi Eliezer only holds true when there are two Yavamim. Ma'ata meshiv al Yavam Echad. How could it be that you, right, if there's only one Yavam, then the Zika is exclusive to just him. But then certainly, if he then also does Ma'amar, so how can you disagree with me about the case of one Yavam? Amar lo, Rabbi Akiva responds to Rabbi Yeshua as well. He said, even with only one Yavam, Ein ha-Yavama gemura li-Yavam, the bond is not fully exclusive between the Yavam and the Yavama, in the same way, kishem she'arusa gemura li-ish, in the same way that the bond between an Arus and an Arusa is complete and fully exclusive. What does Rabbi Akiva mean? Well, if someone, if a man and a woman have a normal Arusin, right, then the Arus and the Arusa are married. And if the Arusa has relations with somebody else, willingly or otherwise, it's adultery. And there is a chiyuv misa to anybody who's involved willingly. And this is not at all true if someone has relations with the Yavama. Yavama, who's a Shemeres Yavam, who is waiting for Yibum, even if there's Ma'amar involved, it's totally Usur. These relations are Usur because she is a Shemeres Yavam and she is reserved at a certain way, at a certain level, for the Yavam. Even after Ma'amar, there's no Isur Misa. The Isur Misa is indicative of a complete, exclusive bond that excludes everybody else, even to the degree that there's going to be Misa involved. That's simply not true between the Yavam and the Yavama. There is a bond, but it's not strong. It's not that strong. And therefore, there can't be any Hafaras Nedarim going on.